from our own point of view, I think it's we take a lot of credit for the way we played up against it from the sending off, which was a difficult one to take. But I think how we responded after that, we continued to be on top of the game towards the end of the second half, and we've battled it out to the end and deserved more than what we got in the end.
What was the thinking behind dropping Tomlinson and Burrow to the bench, David?
Well, I think Terrell's done extremely well in training. I think we want to create a culture here where, you know, good performances and effort in training gets rewarded as well. We just need to freshen things up over the next few weeks as well. Take that into consideration as well. So it's down to the merit of the people who have come into the team, that they've been performing well rather than other people not performing really.
Let's talk about the first half. It had just about everything. Great disappointment, first of all, from having a fully fit squad, and then to lose John Nolan. How disappointing was that?
Yeah, it was. I mean, it is disappointing because John's a good player and he's just pulled up with a bit of a hamstring, so we'll have to see how that is in the next couple of days. But the strength of our bench at the minute, it's very strong, and having Mendy coming straight back in, it didn't really just disrupt us too much as the sending off did, really.
Yeah, well, let's talk about the sending off. Big talking point. How much of a defining moment was that as far as the outcome?
Well, from witness descriptions on from both sides, I think the consensus was that it was the Kidderminster player that went over the top of the ball on Alan Power. They both went in full-blooded, and I don't think any of them have went in to try and to do anything than win the ball. Two fully committed players, and I think at first there was obviously the confusion that anyone had been sent off at all, because it was just simply a full-blooded 50-50 tackle. And obviously there was a confusion that Byrne had been sent off, and which the referee had pointed to him three times and said his name, that he was sent off. And then there was the confusion, he consulted his linesman. And then all of a sudden it's Alan Power that's been sent off. And then the version of events from the referee and from other sides, from Kidderminster side and our side, they just don't add up, and they changed as the game went on, really.
So what's the official word from the man who matters? What was the reason for the sending off?
Well, he said that that Alan Power went over the top on their player, which hopefully we'll see.
What's for the challenge?
Yeah, it was definitely for the challenge, yeah. And like I said, there was no complaints on either side about the challenge. And the Kidderminster player admitted that he was the one that, if anything, he was the one that was the aggressor and went over the top of the ball. But it would have been if the referee let the game play on, there would have been no complaints from either side, I don't think.
Then the goal, deep in stoppage time, obviously an ideal time to score a goal with 10 men. You must have been delighted with that.
Yes, it was these are little things that make a big difference in games, and just the little fact that Terrell had pulled away at the back stick and he managed to get the ball back across for Dieter to get in the end of it. It was perfect, really, perfect timing, and gave us a bit more of an incentive to hang on and to defend like we did in the second half. And like I said, we did defend very well, and we give it everything. And they were always going to come out with everything from the start of the game. And yeah, the setback early on in the second half wasn't what we needed, but thought the back four, and well, as a team we did, but particularly Tom Miller and I think Paul Form were outstanding today.
Well, I know Sam York had it all to do second half himself, didn't he?
Well, that was it. I mean, we needed to work hard, and we have been working hard on fitness over the last few weeks. I mean, you see Jordan Burrow's there, he hasn't taken part today, but he's out doing running the pitch, and that's the attitude of all the guys, and there's not one person shirking responsibility or shirking any hard work. And I think full credit to everyone on the team for the way they worked today.
What about the number of red cards this season? I mean, it has been a damaging side of what could have been, hasn't it, really, as far as the club are concerned?
Well, it is. I mean, we can complain that we've been hard done by, but you know, sometimes we have been, sometimes we haven't. I think it is a bit of a concern, because we're coming to a period where we need a full squad, and we're going to need to utilise them. But it's something we have looked at, and I think today, you know, it's another case where, you know, one referee is, I mean, I actually don't see what he's saying. And like I said, both sides, there was no complaints about the tackle from either side. We didn't complain about their guy tackle. they weren't going to complain about ours. And and that was the biggest confusion. Well, there was a confusion about who you send off in the first place. There was a confusion over why it was being any cards were coming out at all, really.
When a player like Josh Cowling comes up against an old side, is there always just a little bit of extra needle, do you think, involved? Does that help or hinder?
No, I don't think so at all. And there was no call, no mention of that before in the dressing room. I think, if anything, that's, you know, I don't think there's many players here from when Josh was at the club. But I think maybe from Josh's side, he's got something to prove.
He looked up for it.
Yeah, well, Josh is a good player. I think every time we've played against him, he's performed well. So I think that's. I don't think he just wants to play well for Kidderminster rather than doing damage to Lincoln.
Just a word again, David, on John Nolan then, as we approach a busy period. Game's coming thick and fast.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's a bad one, to be honest. But we'll see over the next couple of days, and hopefully it's nothing too serious, and we can have him back on the pitch soon enough.